Welcome back to NewsWorks Tonight. I'm Dave Heller. 2 weeks out from the first Republican debate, let's look at the standings with Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup poll. Hi, Frank.
Hello, Dave.
Well, Frank, the field continues to look up at frontrunner Donald Trump. To what extent has the field order changed?
Well, we look at familiarity of these candidates and also their image rather than where they are in the horse race, and I think that tells us a lot. One thing it does tell us, Dave, is that debates matter. After the debates, we saw a decided uptick in the familiarity of Carly Fiorina, John Kasich, the governor of Ohio, and also Ben Carson, who's a physician. All of them were in the debates, and all of them saw double-digit increases in the number of Republicans who were familiar with them, and actually all of them also jumped up in terms of their positive images. So the debate clearly had a positive impact for those candidates. And on the other hand, Rick Perry, the governor of Texas, of course, and Rand Paul, who's a senator from Kentucky, and to some degree Rick Santorum, the former senator from Pennsylvania, all saw decreases in their images after the debate.
Though those are all candidates around the edges, how about the ones with a better shot, at least at this juncture, be they Jeb Bush, Marco Rubio, or Scott Walker?
Interestingly, none of those candidates really saw much change at all in terms of either their familiarity or the image that Republicans had of them. Very, very stable pre-debate and post-debate. They're all doing well. They have pretty favorable images overall in the constellation of the Republican candidates, but the debate didn't seem to affect them one way or the other.
Pundits predicted backlash from Donald Trump's disparaging comments about any number of things, immigration, John McCain, women, yet he's still maintaining his advantage. Are the pundits wrong?
They are wrong in terms of his image overall. We have a 55% favorable image for Donald Trump now post-debate, 38% unfavorable. So his net favorable is actually pretty low, and these are all among Republicans. But that 55% of Republicans who like him has stayed remarkably constant, and the 38% of Republicans who don't like him has also stayed constant. So the Donald, as he would say, is a fixture, it looks like, in the minds of Republicans out there. And we just don't see that much is changing, even though, as you point out, he's been the focus, the red hot focus, as it were, of media and social media coverage over the last number of months, and particularly since the debate. His net favorable, again, puts him actually a little below average for all those Republicans, but 55% of Republicans know him and like him, and that's enough to get him a front-runner position when you ask Republicans who you're going to vote for.
But digging a little deeper, is there a huge disparity between male and female Republicans?
There's not. We looked at that in depth. We've looked at that since the debate. We've looked at women and men within the Republican Party. We've looked at women and men overall in all national adults. We find there is a difference. Men are more positive about Donald Trump than women, but no more so than is the case for other candidates. And among Republicans, it's a 5-point spread. 57% of men have a favorable opinion of Donald Trump, 52% of women. That's about what we find for a lot of other candidates. So we see no evidence yet that Trump's image has been unduly damaged among women in this country or within the Republican Party since the debate and all of the contretemps that surrounded the debate.
Trump seems to be speaking primarily about his immigration policy recommendations. To what extent is that a top-of-mind issue for Americans?
It's a little more now than it has been, but it's certainly not the dominant issue. The dominant issues are the economy and problems with the federal government. So we don't see that immigration is really, when we ask Americans what's the most important problem, something that comes right to their mind, but it is a bubbling under issue. He most recently, as we know, Dave, said we should get rid of the 14th Amendment, which guarantees citizenship to anybody that's born in this country. Not a lot of polling on that. I looked a few years ago, CNN asked about it, and the country was split, interestingly. And then way back in the 90s, CNN had asked about it as well in another poll, and it was about the same. So we don't have any current data on that specific recommendation by Donald Trump, which has been picked up on by some other Republican candidates. But we do know that overall immigration is not the number one priority for all Americans.
He certainly seems to be tapping into a sense of dissatisfaction among Americans with the way things are going.
26% of Americans right now are satisfied with the way things are going. And you may say, well, that's not very good. But actually, that's a lot better than it was back at this time in August of 2011, which was about the same time prior to the 2012 election, when satisfaction was down in the lower teens. You want to know when times were good prior to an election? Go back to 1999 in August. And the reason I picked that August is because that was a year and 3 months prior to the 2000 election. We had satisfaction levels that were way up in the 60% range at that point. Of course, we were in the dot-com boom. Americans were very happy economically, and that translated over to a very happy country.
All this negative conversation is compelling me to look for a drink. Let's talk about coffee.
64% of us drink coffee. How's that? Actually, that's about the same percent of Americans that drink alcohol. Isn't that interesting? Not a lot of change. We had asked back in 1999, do you drink coffee? And it was almost exactly the same. Average consumption, 2.7 cups per day. We asked smokers, Dave, if they feel they're addicted to smoking, and 7 out of 10 said they are. So we said, all right, we'll ask coffee drinkers that, because a lot of us, myself included, often feels like we are addicted to coffee. We need to have our caffeine. And about 1 out of 4 American coffee drinkers say they feel addicted. So there is some addiction out there, self-perceived addiction, but not nearly as much as we hear back from smokers.
Thanks, Frank.
You bet, Dave.
Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. He joins us each week at this time on Newsworks Tonight.